Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that has been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a screenshot from a video game you've probably played or know somebody who's played. We'll also be playing samples of the game music as we go. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you'll be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so we definitely have a streak of blue that's running from left to right in about the center-ish area.
With little red dots in it.
Little red dots, and then the bottom has a majority of those same color, reddish, burnt umber kind of colors. And then
burnt umber.
The blue streak is definitely flanked on the north and south side by some greenery, perhaps a shrubbery or two. And then the very, very extreme top definitely has some darker colors, perhaps even black to browns across the top.
Mm. You guys want to hear the sound bite?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Wow. So last week we were getting like, 8 seconds of audio. This time we get a
sound like somebody burr again.
Sound like somebody had some Taco Bell and just like belched.
Excuse you.
Wow.
I don't know, guys. It's pretty obvious to me. I don't know what you're
doing. I have a legitimate guess based on the picture.
Oh, what's your legitimate guess, Chris?
I'm going to say ghosts and goblins.
Oh, that's a good guess. Incorrect.
I felt like these are maybe, you had a foreground, you had trees above the side-scrolling area, so the blue streak was like the side-scrolling area with the trees above you. And that, I remember running through woods as a naked, armored guy.
You do remember that, huh?
What about the game, though, Chris?
That was me on the way to the store to buy the game. I was in the dark woods where I didn't belong, Tom. As a child.
Why didn't you have pants? You missed. You buried the lead, friends.
It was the 80s. Any other Hail Marys, or should we move on?
I'm going to guess the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde game.
Ooh, good guess. Incorrect.
So, no evidence. Track and field.
Ooh, wow. Also a good guess. Incorrect.
Wow.
Moving on to our second reveal.
Interesting.
Ooh, this is more demonstrative, I think.
Oh, it's...
I think I have another legitimate guess.
I keep thinking everything is NES. It could be still, but...
You guys want the second soundbite?
Yes. Wait! I have it!
Yeah, so for the audience at home on the audio, we definitely have definitively what appears to be trees in the middle of the screen. Would everybody agree with that? I think the darkness across the top is like your HUD, your possible like life meter or other information, and you have this majority blue streak through the middle of it, but there are these straight up and down greens and browns that are kind of making either tree trunks or some other kind of foliage from the ground to what I believe to be trees in the picture.
Mm. Yeah, it looks like a science textbook that shows you the parts of a tree, right? Like you see under the ground where the
these
roots
are. These
are
the roots, and these is the stem. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks, I feel very educated right now. I feel like I'm getting an education in this episode.
I can see a pine cone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do have a legitimate guess.
So Tom, before these guys get it, because I think they might get it, you have any... throwaway guesses?
No idea. What's a game that's popular in the 80s? Minecraft? It's Minecraft.
What?
Popular in the 80s.
Man, everybody loved Minecraft in the 80s.
What about Fortnite? Was Fortnite one of the guesses? All right, I'm going to say mine because I don't 100% think it's right because the blue is throwing me off.
Oh.
But this looks very similar or much like Donkey Kong Jr.
Oh,
that, with the vines and stuff that you kind of crawl across. But I don't. But that was a black background, so I think this might be incorrect.
Incorrect, but I do like that guess a lot, Chris. Nick?
Oh, I think it's DuckTales.
Yep, It is indeed.
Nice.
Yeah, those first two notes. You guys want to hear the theme song?
Oh, yeah. So I own this game. I know this game, and it's actually kind of hard.
Yeah, but Chris, similar to Mega Man, you can choose what level you want to go into.
Oh, nice. I've never played this game in my life. I loved DuckTales, the TV show, but I never played the NES version.
So you get to be a duck or a gorilla?
You're Scrooge McDuck. The gorilla is the enemy in this.
And you use your cane as a pogo stick to kill things.
It
and
feels
jump.
Really good to play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Highly
recommend it. It's a good game. Yeah.
Huh. They remade it for modern consoles, actually.
Oh, really?
With modern graphics, but all the same physics.
Ah.
So, and the music is some of the best NES music out there. Maybe some of the best music out there. That moon level music is awesome.
The color palette, originally I thought it was going to be, from the prior console, not NES, the one that was popular before, Atari. Don't know why that slipped my brain. The one where you're swinging and going over alligators and all that.
Oh, Pitfall.
Pitfall, yeah, that was the color palette, but then that
green
sound
alligators.
Definitely made me think DuckTales.
Well, congrats to Nick for being able to identify this video game. Were you able to get it before our co-host? Let us know on social media at Talking Studios or in the comments below right here on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679. And leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,